morning. My ears are stuffed up. I sound fun. I don't know if they're stuffed up or it's just that the earbud is stuck. Anyway, good morning. It is Tuesday, August the 20th, 2019, 7:34 a.m. Another no metronome day, another easy amble morning. I think the knee issues I had yesterday were more related to perhaps sleeping on it wrong or something, because while I didn't have any problems with it all day yesterday, I thought I would give it another day to recover. Last night's treadmill session was somewhat longer, but at a less frenetic pace. So I did 2 miles on the treadmill last night. Well, I didn't do it at 3.5 miles an hour. I just did 3 miles. So the knees are feeling pretty good this morning. I kind of like to keep it that way. So I'm going to do another day of low stress walk. So I didn't do the meditation, the guided meditation this morning. I did a meditation on my own this morning for the first mile. I contemplated the question, what if it was just a dream? What if it is just a dream? And walking along, I put on my Pandora station for the Doors, which is a little trippy. And I found myself walking along thinking, okay, what if it was just a dream? What if it is just a dream? And kind of looking through the eyes of a camera, taking a movie of the walk this morning and framing the treetops against the sky and watching them ease past as I walk along. Images of the traffic coming at me in the street, just inches, a couple, 3-4 feet away, in the opposite direction, just zooming by. It put me in the mind of, that's my red-headed jogger friend. I know what her story is. Well, it put me in the mind of, like, those Easy Rider montages where Dennis Hopper and what was his name? Were traveling cross country on their bikes, and there was a lot of traveling music. There was a lot of point of view road trip stuff happening. Can't I remember the guy's name? My mobile brain will pull it up for me here in a minute, and I'll be able to tell you, because otherwise it's going to drive me crazy. I'll be able to talk about anything else except like the land of this person's computer. There are at least 5 of you out there just screaming it at the headphones right now. Anyway, when it comes up, I'll tell you. But it was really interesting. It was really a strange sort of headspace to be in. I had, you know, there were like, over the course of the first mile, I think there were a couple of Doors songs. There was Jimi Hendrix, Watchtower. There was Dear Prudence was in the mix. So it was even sort of like the correct period for the music that Easy Rider would have had. Search timed out. Red-haired jogger. It's a very henna, almost purple red color. It's quite striking. She's just walking at the moment. I don't know if she's cooling down or warming up. Hard to tell. But it's not the first time I've noticed that sort of, well, I don't want to call it disconnect, but distance, I guess is the word, between eye and brain, looking through the lens of camera recording what I'm seeing and not through my eyes, not looking at it, but having it displayed for me. If that makes any sense at all, which it probably doesn't. But that meditation, what if it was just a dream? These odd thoughts on occasion. But it's quite a lovely morning. I'm in the shade now, so it's quite comfortable. I'm out of the sun. The sun is warm. There's a certain buttermilk sky aspect to the cloud cover this morning. There's a lot of little patchy white clouds against the backdrop of blue. So it's not really overcast, but there are all of these little clots of clouds here and there, like curds and buttermilk. It's quite striking. It's not a skyscape I see here a lot, particularly not at this scale. I mean, it was why you see some a little bit of buttermilk going on up there, but not over the whole sky. I can see some contrails between the clouds. There's just a few wisps of mare's tails up there, like stratocirrus clouds, way up above them. I've made a lot of sense here this morning, and I haven't heard a lot of sounds, mostly because I had my Doors channel playing in my ears, but also because there was no point for me to listen too hard while I was walking on that half mile alongside West 20th Street, where the only sound I would have been able to hear was the whooshing of the cars as they went by. Morning traffic, morning. What passes for rush hour here at Greeley? When we moved here, there was a joke that it was rush minute. There was about a 5-minute period in the course of the day where traffic kind of got bottled up when the university and the hospital both let out at the same time. It's a little bit heavier now. But when we moved here, there were only 65,000 people. It's gone over 100,000. So it's not twice as big, but it's getting there. This is the longest I've ever lived anywhere. 20. How old is a kid? 20. 26. Coming up on it, get ready. Stay with me. Come on, post. Okay, there we go. Yeah, 26. So we've lived here 27 years, almost 30 years. Same house. The thought of even just the thought of moving is enough to set me off. It's like, I don't, hey, Jesus. So, let's see, what am I watching? I finished Bosch, season 5 of Bosch. Season 6 is apparently coming next spring. It's a fascinating story. The story of this guy. I'm not really a police procedural guy, but this is much more character driven than a lot of them are. Peter Fonda, thank you. Peter O'Toole is a completely different guy. Peter O'Toole is Lawrence of Arabia. Anyway, yeah, Peter Fonda, Dennis Hopper. So that was sort of my brain space this morning when I was early on the walk, when I was walking along, just sort of loafing, taking it easy a little bit. Trying to take it easy on my shins, on my knees. And still get the walk in. The important part is the walk. The important part is getting out, getting moving, getting the blood flowing. Getting the blood flowing. It's not... The point is not the speed. The point is the walk. Speed is gravy. So, if I can... if I haven't traveled, I have to listen to my body and make adjustments. Speaking of adjustments, I got to start over again in the mornings this morning and do the final sweep through for Cape Grace. It'll probably take today and tomorrow to get through the whole thing. It's almost 87,000 words. It's a little bit shorter than some of the other books. It's a little bit shorter than The Smuggler's Tale. It's a little bit longer than a quarter share. It's about the same length as half. So 86,000 words, a little bit shorter. Not by a lot. There's a lot happening, so to me it feels a lot longer than that, but it's the story. It's the length the story needed to be to be told. I think I've got all the holes patched. I need to get to the end and see what it feels like once I've gone through it from the beginning. And that'll tell me whether or not I have any more patching to do. But I'm really pleased with what's developed out of what was called almost, not literally a patchwork quilt, but a figurative patchwork quilt of blocks of text instead of blocks of fabric. I spent a lot of time learning about Sarah. There's a lot of Sarah and Otto in this story. There's less about other parts of the world in this one than there were in the other one in South Coast. But given that this is supposed to be Sarah's origin story, I think I'm justified in doing it. From a developmental standpoint, I could probably cut about half of the Sarah stuff out. And while it wouldn't hurt the story per se, it would hurt the story. It would make both Sarah and Otto's dilemmas lessened. It would take away the texture of how between them their desperation grew in over the same problem but in different directions. So I keep going back and looking at it, and it's like, here's this short chapter, it's a 700 word chapter, a little shorty. And it's like, is this really necessary? And every time I go to try to take it out, I go, it really needs to be there. So I'm not going to say that this is the story that I have tried to second-guess myself the most over, because that's not true. But it's right up there. Now, part of it is because I started writing this book in, 2000? Well, I conceived of it in 2008 after I finished South Coast. I think I did my first actual attempt at it in 2009. I have to go back and look, because I have all of the original Cape Grace files. So I can look at the dates and see what the dates are on those. Not that it matters. It's been a very long time that I've been wrestling with this book. I think part of the problem has always been that I just didn't have the chops to do it. I didn't know how to approach this story. I didn't know how to fill it in. And I gotta say, Scrivener's been a big help. Wind has died down. There was a little bit of a breeze earlier. It's kind of gone away. Sun's behind the cloud. Worked up a pretty good sweat for just sort of planning to take it easy this morning. Last street. Coming up on the back gate. Find my... Here it is. Find my recorder. But here I am. At the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.